Oh, sorry. You were...
No, I was just counting down.
Three, two, and one. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse Podcast with me. I'm Robert Welsh. And you?
And with me, I am James Welsh.
Girl, thanks for being here, James.
Yeah, no, thank you as well.
Yeah, all right.
Nice of you to show up.
Yeah, listen, how's it been?
You know what? Fine. On a personal note, I'm struggling with the weather. Like, are you hot or are you cold?
Yeah, both.
I'd rather you don't be muggy. Yeah, like, don't be muggy. Just be, like, wet and raining or, like, sunny so I know whether to stay inside or not. I'll stay inside for either, but, you know.
Yeah. Inside forever.
Inside forever. How about you?
Yeah, it's been, what week is it? Oh, the...
It's the week. How would you answer that? What week is it?
I don't know.
It's the 32nd week.
Fiscal week 53, I think is how you answer that. I've had a good week. I reached 500,000 subscribers.
Oh, you did? Well done.
That's 1.5 mil.
Yes, that is half a million.
And 100,000 on Instagram. So I've achieved some goals, and now I'm going to quit.
Oh, I wouldn't just yet.
No, it's fine. I'm done. What was I going to say?
You should find your subscribers go up quite quick now. From like 500,000, I found that it just went boop, 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 boop. And then slow down again, but then it'll go again.
That would be a blessing.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day.
Hopefully one time. What was I going to say? Something happened this week. Oh, I might mention it in a minute because of the subject we're talking about today. But should we just talk about our faves?
Yeah, do you know what? I do not have a favorite. Well, listen, I have so many favorite products. I'm a bit overwhelmed this week because two huge Yes Style. We're obsessed with Yes Style. Everyone knows that because they do Japanese and Korean beauty as well as Thai as well. And two big orders came at once. So I've got so much stuff that I'm like trying to like put into order about what I should use and when.
Yeah.
But I'm obsessed. Do you know what I'm obsessed with? My new obsession on YouTube is
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I will forever be obsessed with Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I believe you're going to say MLM videos.
No, but it's also that. But also, I need to find this lady's channel. Nail art. Like, I'm literally obsessed with professionals doing nail art. Oh. And there's this lady called Nail Career Education. And she's like this, like, mum type lady who has, like, a lovely studio. And she sits and she just shows you how to do nails. And, like, they're crazy, like, long acrylics with all this stuff on. And I'm, like, falling asleep to it. Like, I put it on at night and I watch it. And I'm learning so much, even though I never planned to do anything to do with nails ever.
Well, it's great that you're taking some nail education because of the way you paint your nails.
Listen, this is a shitty nail polish from ASOS, right? Do you know what I did? I painted them like 2 days ago and I was like, oh, they must be dry now. I picked up a pair of socks that was on the floor and one of them got stuck to my nail. So now I have like this sock texture in one of my nails.
That's nail art though. So yeah, get socks and print them.
Yeah. it's like a fabric effect. Yeah. Do you remember denim nail? Nail polish.
No.
Do you remember a friend had it? Denim nail polish. And it comes out looking like denim. It's got like these tiny strands of like ripped up denim in it. It was fucking disgusting. And it was all like hang off. Do you not remember? There was a leather one. Leather, like tan leather look nail polish.
I remember like the crackle nail polish where you put down like a base coat and then the top coat made it crack. Do you remember everyone was doing that for a while?
Yeah, it was shit.
Oh, it was
sorry,
awful.
It was shit. It was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Yeah, no, it wasn't very good. What are you loving?
James, listen to this, right?
Right.
I look like an old person today. Look at me.
You do this stance where you hunch over and you put your hands to clasp your hands together.
It's so comfortable for me, but I'm trying to correct my posture, so I shouldn't do that.
Okay, yeah. But you don't have to put your hands in the air to have correct posture.
It's helped.
I don't know why you put your arms up like that.
To help stretch out my back. Listen, you know, are you familiar with a band, Hanson? No, with Oprah. Yeah.
I know Oprah because you've posted like a million things about them this week.
Yeah, I love them anyway. One of their highlighters, Rodeo Drive, is my absolute favourite highlighter.
Rodeo Drive!
Rodeo Drive, as you call it, is one of my favourite highlighters of all time. Absolutely amazing. They sent me the most amazing PR, and we'll talk about this as well in the today's episode.
Oh, I saw it as like Christmas.
Oh my god, it was like Christmas Day. So there is a whole Rodeo Drive family within the Ofra brand. So they have a setting spray, a primer, a mini highlighter off Rodeo Drive, and a lip gloss. And I just used everything on my face. Before we were doing this, I was filming, and I just used everything. And I turned on my screen, my monitor for my camera, and I looked gold. Like, I looked...
Really?
Yeah, I looked great. It was great. But the setting spray is so, so nice. Let me see if I can shake it up here. Can you see? It has this really nice, like, yeah, oh, it's beautiful.
Look at this.
It has, like, this just golden...
So it's like an iridescent golden.
Yeah. But when it's on the face, it's not glittery. It's not, like, shimmery. It's just smooth. Oh, yeah. Oh, they do that too.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm holding up a W Lab Jewelry Mist Crystal. Mm. They did have a rose gold one too, but it just makes it look so dewy, nice.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
And the thing is, this Rodeo Drive shade is the most perfect highlight shade for my skin tone. For it to come in everything is
Should
amazing.
We spray them? Should we spray them together?
Yeah, I mean, I have to spray. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, James, you look like a diamond.
I should look like a piece of jewellery.
Jewellery.
Jewellery. I try to sound like a posh Englishwoman.
Jewellery.
Jewellery. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. See, this is what I wish, like, brands would do more of. Like, there's a skincare brand called I'm From, and they do this rice toner, which is amazing. Mm. Like, I absolutely love it. And they have, like, a mask and something else. And instead of expanding on that really good product, they keep bringing out new shit that's like
this is
honey
a thing.
And
I can't think of one brand who has had an iconic product for such a long time, like MAC Fix Plus or Urban Decay Naked. Not that anyone likes the palettes anymore, but you know, like all these certain things. Brands always have their iconic something. Whereas Ofra, I think Rodeo Drive for me is their iconic product. But because brands nowadays, they bring out, it's a new season. It's like a new season
it's
every
so much
3 months. Yeah. If it's Anastasia Beverly Hills and Norvina, it's every week. But but it's there's always something new where it's like to have this whole collection of one product that I really love is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's like, calm down. Sorry, I've realised I've got to film a skincare tutorial after this, so I've got to take this setting spray off my face.
Oh, well, not James. Setting spray. Well, you no longer look like your lolly.
Yes, I will know.
What was I going to say?
Oh, you know what? Is there anything you've absolutely hated this week?
Yeah, this shit I've got in front of me. It has been such a long time since I've used the... is it Coty or Coty?
I don't know.
You guys know what I'm saying. The Airspun Loose Face Powder. Now, oh shit, I just dropped it. Which is good, I don't like it. It is so, oh my god, it is one of the most horrific powders I think I've ever used. I'm so
Why?
Used to using. So I like powders that are jet milled. So it means it's really, really fine, really thin, doesn't leave much trace in your skin. This is like I'm using the first powder ever invented. It's like, it's highly fragrant. It is so thick and dense in texture.
Okay, so I don't mind fragrance.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother my
fragrance.
Skin. I don't mind a little bit of an experience with it. But there are just some things where it's... Right, so we have this thing where Robert always drinks when we're recording a podcast, right? And he keeps holding bits of his face to try and not make noise. Like, I was listening to one of our podcasts the other day and you were holding your throat when you were drinking. No, but no, just then you were holding your mouth with a straw. Like, you were literally, it makes no difference whatsoever. You just
listen,
feel free to drink as
I'm
you are.
I'm so sorry you guys have to listen to me drink.
What was I saying? But the thing is, why does a powder have to be fragrance? Why does a sunscreen have to be fragrance? Like, I always say it's like putting fragrance in eye drops. It serves no purpose whatsoever. Like, what is the point in having that in there? Like, with a moisturizer, it makes sense to me, but...
I can understand some things off makeup. Like, sometimes it's nice to have, like, a fun setting spray that smells like peach or smells like, you know, lavender or something like that.
Gross, but
But to have, like, a powder... Like, I get the olden days where, you know, it smelled like rose and it was such a luxury item. And do you know what I mean? Like, all this kind of stuff. But to me, it ages a product. It makes it me feel like I'm using a classic piece of Avon. Do you know what I mean?
It
makes it a product really terrible. And I I think it's down to ingredients, isn't it? Some ingredients, especially in makeup, something that sits on your face and stays on your face, you don't really want it to smell like the natural ingredients because they're not the best smelling. But well, to fragrance over the top is ridiculous. Like, it's just horrible. And I know you can get an unfragranced version of a powder, but even the texture I don't like.
Oh, I mean, if you are going to make something with fragrance in, fine, but, like, make it nice. But it's personal preference, is it? Like, I don't like rose because I do feel like it's very overpowering. Like, I feel like it literally takes over, everything in your routine.
Yeah. Do you realise, like, you're covering your mouth when you're talking?
Oh, am I? Sorry, I'm putting on a moisturiser. Sorry, everyone. It wasn't that important anyway. It really wasn't that important.
I mean, we can hear you pretty well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I have a fancy mic, so I should hope so too.
Yeah.
Listen to this. What are we talking about today?
So, James, listen to this. Okay. Today we are talking about sponsorships, and we've touched on it very lightly before in our first ever
accidental podcast episode.
But we want to go a little bit more in depth today, and we want to talk about gifting, sponsored adverts, advertising in general, and then purchasing with our own money, like the laws, how it works, how companies approach it, how we approach it, so people can get a better understanding of what they're watching and how to kind of see these signs of sponsorships and advertisements. I get asked, well, actually, here, let me tell you this, okay? I think you saw on Twitter the other day, somebody... I get sent a lot of the time posts from Reddit groups. I think they're called subreddits.
Oh, God.
And it's usually somebody messaging me with something a little bit nasty about me, and they're like, don't worry, I've told them you're nice. It's like, just don't send it to me. But then also...
Don't send it over.
Yeah. But then somebody sent me a post that was like... And this is nothing bad to them. And it was like, someone has said, I just started watching Robert Welch's videos. I'm like enjoying them so far. Is there anything I should be wary of? Is he in any drama or that kind of stuff? Let me know.
Yeah.
And I got really angry. I was like, we're in this, time in beauty where it's drama, drama, drama. And I was like, you know what? People go looking for it. We can't sit here and say... We don't like drama when people post things like that. And then I thought about it and I was like, wait a minute. This lady is doing exactly what everyone should be doing. She's thinking about who she is watching, who she is. And I sent her a message straight away. I deleted the tweet. I sent her a message and I was like, because she replied to my tweet like, this was me. I just wanted to understand. She was dead nice. So I was like, I'm so sorry. And I explained to you what I just said. I was like, instantly, I just want it to be like, you know, this is drama. But you're doing exactly what you should be doing. It's the same. We've said it before. We've started to do it with brands now. We've started to do it with influencers now. We look into the backstory a little bit more so we understand who we're watching and what we're watching. And that kind of leads on to today so we can kind of understand how we're looking at adverts. Are we trusting these people? Are we trusting companies? And how it all works. So to do that back, you know, that kind of research is a great thing to do, you know?
Yeah. I think so. I agree. I think, like, and that's the thing. If you've made a mistake or you've supported something or someone and you don't now, that's absolutely fine to just be like, you know, it doesn't matter if it was in your past and you made a mistake. The important thing is that you've learned and you've moved on.
It's a whoopsie. It's
a whoopsie. But yeah, I think one thing that surrounds this as well is, as we mentioned before, is that people... you're not going to know the process of how sponsorships works, how gifting works, unless it's part of your everyday life.
Of course,
you know what I mean? So you can't really blame people for thinking sponsorships are bad, which brings us onto a question that we asked on our Instagram, is that, do you trust sponsored posts, basically?
A lot of people saying depends on the creator, to be honest. If I know the content creator actually likes or has tried the thing they're promoting, then yes. Depends on the creator. If I trust creator, I do trust their opinion, even on sponsored content. But I don't like when a product which was mentioned as amazing in a video is not mentioned ever again. That's a very good point.
Oh, that's a good point.
So I'll put no in a smiley face. only if an influencer uses it repeatedly after their ad or sponsorship. Everyone's saying depends on the person. Someone says not one bit. Yeah, not as much as a real review.
A real review, that's interesting.
No, because of a bad reputation it's received over the years. That is such a good point, which I think we can touch on throughout this as well.
Yeah.
If you can afford to sponsor, you're probably making too much profit and ripping people off.
Say that again. If you
If you can afford to sponsor as a company, you're probably making too much profit and ripping people off.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
That's an odd. I've never heard that before. No, not strange, I've never heard that.
Yeah. Everyone's saying depends on the person, depends on the thingy.
Yeah. And I think that's right. I think people are a lot wiser to what sponsorships are. Like, even though, like, it's still not fully transparent, I don't think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it does depend on the person that you follow. So yeah, I think we're going to go through, like you said, sponsorships, which are ad deals, gifting, what gifting means, affiliate links, and gifting with affiliate, I think you should cover as well.
Oh yeah, God, there's so many pieces.
There's so many different ways. Well, let's start off with sponsorships, like the main big one, I guess.
Let's do it. Free to so, James.
Okay, obviously when we're talking about this, this is just our personal experience with brands and the process, but speaking to other influencer friends and all that kind of stuff, it's pretty much the same same process. Me and Robert also now have management who deal with any brands that want to contact us, etc. So this is how the process usually goes, and then we can talk about how we deal with the process it. Now.
Sure.
So here's the thing as well. I think depending on your level of subscribers and views and engagement, it depends how you kind of like change the rules a little bit, which we'll talk about again after this. So with a sponsorship is a contracted deal between a brand and an influencer. And that contract usually includes a dedicated video, for example, a dedicated Instagram post, a dedicated tweet, TikTok, or usually a package deal of all of the above. That can also be just a mention in a video, usually within the first 60 seconds. So yeah, but a sponsorship is a contract has been signed and a certain amount of money has been agreed upon for that product to appear in your video or content.
Right.
How this usually works, in my experience, back in the day, a brand will get in touch, say, here's our product, here's what we want you to say, it needs to be up by this date. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So let's do an example. A recent sponsorship of mine, they asked if I wanted to collaborate with them. I said, yes, send me your products. Well, let me pick the products. I picked the products. They sent them over. I got to try them for a certain number of weeks, a month, basically. And then what they then do is they send you a contract to sign along with a brief. And the brief tells you every point you have to hit about the products, words that you can use, words that you should avoid.
Right. And when it says every point about the product, it doesn't mean you have to say this, you have to say it's kind of like, please touch on the fact that we are cruelty free. We do this, you know, this kind of thing.
This is like this is our key ingredient. Exactly. Yeah. And then you film your video, you do like a first draft, don't you? Then you either upload that to YouTube or Vimeo, whatever you want to do. Send a private link or a WeTransfer file. They send you feedback, you refilm, you dub over, you reshoot, all that kind of stuff. And it's usually just one change, isn't it? Like not one change, but it's usually one second
add
version.
This into this part, and, you know.
Yeah.
And I've had, recently I've done two, and the only feedback I've got is, please put ad on the screen while you're talking about it. And I'm like, oh crap, yeah, I forgot. You know,
but my one was stop saying cheap,
affordable,
which because cheap isn't necessarily cheap for everyone. If that makes
no,
sense,
exactly,
affordable is more
exactly.
of a well, yeah,
and cheap.
You upload
when people
the
think
video,
of cheap, they think of poor quality.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you upload the video and then usually within a week or a couple of weeks time, you have to send them the stats of the video or the piece of content. That's usually how it goes. How I've experienced things, I'm going to give one bad example and one good example.
Okay.
So a shampoo brand got in touch with me about 3 years ago. When I was still doing like Met for Men stuff. Well, that was like literally till last year. And it was a shampoo brand, and they had CC'd me into an email with about 20 other male influencers, every single one I knew. They're like, it was a Monday. I've talked about this before. It was a Monday. They're like, Vistar shampoo, £100 sponsorship to do a dedicated video, which even at that, my size back then was insulting. And then they were like, we need it up by Sunday, first draft by Wednesday. I wouldn't have even received the product in time, yet they wanted me to pretend I really liked this product. I said, no, I need time. So we couldn't agree to do the job.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. However, the next week, that weekend, sorry, all these guys had the same shampoo in their video. And that tends to be the negative side of sponsorships, that people do use products that they never used before. They're talking about how they love it, how they've been using it for such a long time, how it's changed their life, when really they've not tested it. They're literally doing it for a quick bit of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where the negativity a bit around sponsorships comes from. Not that people are making money from promoting products, but people are being very untruthful about it and literally trying to just sell crap that they don't even know is good or bad or poor quality or the highest of quality, you know. So one, a very good example, and something as my numbers started to get bigger, because I never used to do sponsorships for that reason. But as your numbers start to get bigger, when management gets involved, you can have a lot more say in what you do. So for example, a brand that I got sponsorship coming up with them, with soon, they sent me a brief. I was like, I don't want to say this. I'm not going to say that. Like, you want me to say that, but I don't agree with that. I'm going to need more time. I need a month to try all your products. All fine. All absolutely fine. Like, I think that's one thing you can do as you get bigger.
I think as well, I've done two recently, which both actually in the brief, they both required me to, I would have done anyway, but they both said in the brief, use it for this amount of time. And it was only like a fun game app. One of them was Skillshare, which is actually incredible. And so there are two things that I had actually been using for a period of time before putting them out there. So it's nice that brands are saying, please use it for this amount of time at least before you talk about it. And I think one point as well is you can tell when people are kind of being a little bit, you know, scripted.
Yeah. So that's one thing that that we should say, is that a way to spot when something is sponsored is that they are reading off a script. So this is what it does. It has this in it, this in it, this in it. Do you know what I mean? They're saying exactly the same thing. If you Googled that same company and found another sponsored video, they're reading from the same thing. It doesn't necessarily mean they don't agree with those points.
Right.
It just is a very obvious sign that it's being sponsored. That's if the influencer themselves hasn't said it's been sponsored, which does seem to be such a big issue nowadays, despite it being the law. People aren't disclosing when something is sponsored.
Do you know the difference between the law here in the UK and the law in America, for example, in the States?
Apparently nothing. Apparently is no difference. Yeah, I thought it was different because so many American influencers don't disclose sponsorships.
Right. So the law here, like, it's the absolute law, and we have management, so of course that law is going to be enforced, especially in our videos, is that we have to disclose that it's an advert. Like, and we have to make it abundantly clear. Like, it has to be... Is that the right word? Abundantly?
I think so.
Dictionary time.
Time.
So that could mean putting on the thumbnail as an advert. Advert flashes up on my channel as I'm talking about it.
#ad title.
Yeah, you even say, thank you for sponsoring. So it's the law. You can get into so much trouble for not doing it. Same on Instagram stories. If something is gifted to you, it has to be #gifted. It's very much a law that's put in place. So I thought some countries had it different because sometimes it's not clear at all.
I think Australia might be a bit different, but don't quote me on that. But because it's influencer advertising law, is still relatively new.
Right.
I still think a lot of things aren't being so enforced as they should be.
Right.
And that people aren't still 100% clear on what needs to be done.
Yeah.
For example, someone in the UK, a smaller influencer, got in trouble because although they put #ad on the Instagram story, it was #ad in white against a white background, tiny in the corner. This is when I personally as well don't trust influencers with it. Like, why are you ashamed of being sponsored by that brand?
Why? Yeah, like, do you not trust the brand? Do you not want to share this thing that you love with your subscribers and followers? Yeah. Like, there's so many brands that reach out to us that we don't deal with. because it's so nothing, because we don't like it, or it's nothing to do with us, or you know, it's like a piece of technology that is crap.
Watches and wallets is one thing I get all the time.
You know what I got this morning? A gaming chair. What, I mean, have you watched my channel? Have you seen my channel? Have I ever sat there and been like, I love my gaming chair?
Yeah. Or, I love, do you get
like, it never happens.
Do you ever get the emails that say like, dear influencer or dear YouTuber, I love your channel.
I love your channel.
Use my name.
Yeah, and then it's your whole, the address for your channel.
Yeah,
HTTP, yeah.
Oh, it's just stupid. I think, but I do understand like where the distrust comes from, because a lot of people, 100%. Especially in the early days of sponsorships, were doing this. A lot of the male grooming realm have an advert in every single video, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's just a load of shit.
I sometimes get a little bit like, yeah, when people are like, this is sponsored with I review a good product and I like it, but like, I kind of get a bit angry because I'm like, you're calling me a liar. Like, I think I spoke about it before as well, with Tati Beauty. Her Blenderful sponges and the palettes were really decent products. Whether you like her or not, they were really good products. And I reviewed them and I was really surprised how great they were. And then I said as well, she then mentioned me in one of her videos, and it all looked very planned out, if that makes sense. So as much as that was great, then a lot of people coming over and be like, oh, you have this friendship with her. I don't know her.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's law here to put ad in it. So I do get the distrust.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people do like stuff also, you know?
Well, this is the thing. It's like, why does every review have to be a negative, like that negative review, in order for it to be a real review?
Right.
That's the problem. And I think, but I do get, especially like channels like my own, where I am constantly reviewing different products all the time to try and keep my channel interesting.
Yeah.
It does look like I got such a quick turnaround in that I'm like just pushing out products.
And that's a good point, where when a lot of people said they only trust it if they see people using it afterwards. It does get to a point where actually I'm sitting here now in my makeup room, my filming room, and I have a whole table to the left of me full of products that I've been sent from independent brands that are really great, that I want to share with people. Like, not, you know, not major companies, and loads of stuff that I've ordered that I want to share with people. But at the same time, it's like, but what about all the stuff that I love? So I do get where they're coming from, because it's like, you see one product, someone's raving about it.
Furious about it.
Like, they fucking hate it. They're talking about how much they like it, and then suddenly you don't see it for a month. But then, like, within that month, you could be sent so many other things. So it's a little bit difficult. I get it, but at the same time, it's like, but my new things.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to keep it interesting for you. I want to try my new stuff.
I would love to hear people's opinions on that. Because, like, yeah, we want to see it over and over again. But would you find it boring if somebody kept using the same thing? Say, for example, someone kept using purple eyeshadow. Would you find it boring? You know?
Well, this is the thing as well, is I talked about the Ordinary's niacinamide for the longest time.
Yeah.
I said to myself, like, right, after my, like, fifth bottle, I'm going to stop using it and try and discover a new
one.
Because people kept going, like, oh, the niacinamide again, or the Ordinary's niacinamide again. And then when I didn't include it, people were like, what about the Ordinary's niacinamide? I'm like, it's still a good product, but
But here's your alternative option.
Yeah, here's a nice alternative option.
It's very difficult, because of course you want, you love products. There's so and there's products I keep finding, I'm like, oh my God, I need to remember to use that again, because I loved it so much. But at the same time, it's like, oh, look at all these things I can share with you, and you know, and bring out your attention to all these amazing products. So that is cool. Let's talk about gifting then, and how that works.
So gifting. Okay, so gifting is a very different thing. I think people kind of, who aren't influencers, kind of like interchange gifting with sponsorship. Gifting, so from the comments I get about gifted products, so gifting is when a brand, with or without your permission, I've just been sent a blue beach towel, which I'm furious about. I've now got to, like, give it to charity or something.
Right.
So that sounds so ungrateful. I don't mean that.
No.
Gifting is when a company or a PR agency send you products. Just as a gift. So there's no contracts being signed. They have been sent as a gift. with no agreement or no, what's the word? With
no conversation. No expectation.
Yeah. No conversation. Oh, yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no expectation that those products are gonna end up on your channel.
You're not inclined to make a video about it. You don't have to post about it. Obviously, they want you to share it because they wouldn't have sent it to you. Mm-hmm. I would do that on like Instagram stories, whatever, but there's no agreement, there's no legal document signed, nothing like that. It's a gift. It's a PR yeah. package, you know.
It's a gift. You're receiving no money from it. You can talk about it whether you want to or not. And this is the thing, is we get gifted so much stuff a day. Like, I'm literally sitting in a room full of boxes.
Right.
That half of it, you're never going to see on my channel. Half right. of it gets given to friends and family. When I lived in London, there was the amazing donation places where you can give unopened cosmetics. Not so much here anymore. Which
yeah,
is
it's not really a wide yeah, thing, is it?
They used to, like, come and collect it and everything. But it does get a bit confusing. So, certain brands who maybe aren't as experienced in the influencer world or are just getting into it do think that a gifted product equals you must shout out my product. Right. It doesn't. A lot of people are like, but we've gifted you this. First of all, we never asked.
Yeah.
This sounds so ungrateful, but
no, but this is how it should work for everyone as well. Because it's all about honest opinions. And if you're gifted something you hate, you're not then going to be like, thank you so much for this blue towel. I'm going to use it always. Because you're not. You're not. You know? So it's like, oh, there it is.
This is it.
Yeah. You can use it for Brevo.
Yeah, I'll use it. I don't want the blue dye to come off on her white coat.
Yeah.
So yeah, this thing as well. Someone mentioned on my videos, I have this little key system that I'm having redesigned to make it clearer, that when I show a product, a symbol comes up and says whether it's been sponsored, gifted, whatever.
Yeah.
And I got that from Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj did it on her channel.
She does all her music videos. Nicki Tutorials, I got it from her. And someone commented saying, I do think you should make a bigger deal out of when you've been gifted to talk about a product. I was like, that doesn't make sense, because a gift doesn't mean... I don't benefit from showing off a gifted item.
Right, right.
Like, I've not signed a contract. I don't get any money from it. We'll come to gifted affiliate links in a minute.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's... And I said to her, oh no, like... I explained how gifting works. I got a video where I explained for me how I do things like someone challenged. She was like, oh, okay. Like, she completely didn't get it. She thought gifted was an agreement that you have to show it.
And here's the thing as well. A completely different subject. So I don't know why I said here's the thing. Well, it's not okay. Different subject. Some brands, and I think we've both come into contact with brands that ruin it for themselves because they go on and on and on. And I'll just share with you guys what I was just speaking to James about. I sometimes wear color contacts on my videos, and sometimes I don't. I keep forgetting to, because it's a pain to change the liquid all the time. There's a brand I really, really like called Olens, whose lens I wear. And that's not, they're great. They just send me stuff. I don't expect anything. But there's another brand that sent me some lenses, and I have no agreement with any of these brands. And they sent me something like, it'll be great if you can make a video on this, when they sent a thing. I was like, send them to me and I'll see if I like them, I'll try them out. Doesn't mean I'm going to make a video on it. They then sent me the products and I was like, you know what? It's actually a great idea because I can make a video where I change my lenses and I can do different eye makeup for different eye colors and make it a video. Yeah. I then sent it to them and they came back with suggestions. I said, this is a video I'm posted on Friday. You know, hope you like it. I'll just give you like a little sneaky peek thing.
Yeah.
And they came back with other ideas. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? You know why? Because it's going to take me 2 days to film that. And I'm not making any money from you or your brand or your company. And time is money, whether we like to think about that with YouTubers or not. It is. So, yeah. And then they just keep going on and on and on. And actually, you've ruined my relationship with you. I don't trust you. But they really do ruin it for themselves. And like you said, it's almost like they're unfamiliar with working with... what's it called?
Influencers.
Influencers.
Yeah, like, and it becomes pushy as well. And it's like, hang on, I've got hundreds of other brands trying to do the same thing.
Right.
What makes you think because you get... This sounds so awful.
I know, again. It does sound
it's been
honest with subscribers and being transparent, so you know exactly what you're being sold or how it works behind the scenes, and that there are people out there who are trying to be honest and trying to do it in an honest way.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's not a case of like, this is how many subscribers I have and I'm this high up. What makes you think you can speak to me like that as a brand?
Yeah.
What it is that there are loads of people trying to get their product on my channel when I don't want that. Like, that's not how a lot of influencers, maybe a lot of influencers do work like that, but that's not how I personally work and how the majority of people work is just because you sent us a gifted item, it doesn't mean we owe you anything.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we'd be making 20 posts a day about the products we receive, you know?
Right.
It's a little bit... And yeah, I guess... And can I be being very, very honest?
Yeah.
It does get to the point where you dislike getting gifted products.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay to say? Like, I think as when I was like in a small amount of... followers, it was nice to get gifted products. It would give me content to create. It would like give me stuff to talk about, whether it was good or not. But it does get to a point where it's like, hang on, this is a waste of product. Like now, it's a waste of product. The constant packaging, the constant, like, it gets to a point where it's like, this is such a waste. Like, you could have given this to someone else. Like, for example, Paula's Choice emailed me a couple months back and was like, we are launching these new exfoliators. Do you want them? Are you okay to receive them?
Right.
And I was like, yes, thank you so much. I love Paula's Choice. Thank you for asking. That was like really, really good.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that every brand needs to do it. But for example, I was just sent some men's hair products, which I don't talk about on my channel. I've not talked about specialized in men's stuff for like about a year.
Mm.
And now I don't know what to do with it. It's going to sit in my house. I've got to try and get rid of it now. Like, no, not get rid of it. But that could have gone to...
someone who does hair.
Someone who does hair, for example. Or, like, now I'm going to forward it on to probably, like, a men's hostel. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's these little things that, like, environmental-wise as well, I do think brands have to start cutting back on PR.
Yeah. Yeah. I personally keep all PR boxes.
I keep the boxes. They're good.
I display them. I think they're really great. But, yeah, it's... I just want to add something in, an extra kind of... We were going to talk about affiliate links and gifting. Can we talk about gifting and discount codes?
Yes.
Because, for example, I have lashes that I receive that come with a discount code. And I have lenses that I've received with a discount code and so on, whatever. Again, just because somebody has a discount code for it doesn't mean that they're making money from it unless it's an affiliate link, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so, for example, there's a brand of... There's so many things. I keep forgetting, like,
it's
forgetting
really
how many
confusing.
Little pieces. There's a brand of lashes who I have a discount code with, who I don't make any money from at all, but I really like their lashes, so I share my discount code and I share the page because I think my subscribers would like them. And that's another thing as well. That brand then hasn't been like, so why haven't you done a whole video? Do you know what I mean? Again, it's that expectation of, here's a code for your followers. If you like them, they can get a discount on them, which is great, which I really, really appreciate.
If a brand messages me and be like, here's some discount for you, I'm going to share it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be like, but what portion of the sales do I get? It takes zero effort to add that discount code into your description.
Exactly. Yeah. Or just to mention it really quickly. Even if you don't make any money from it. Yeah.
Yeah. However, I have a YesStyle discount code, which whilst it's a great discount for everyone, I guess unintentionally what that does do is drive people to shop via your affiliate links, then using a discount code. So I guess there is, you do have that benefit of like, oh, I got some money off, I better do a shop.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But you don't always then have an affiliate code linked to that discount.
Right.
So for, for example, I have, what do I have? Oh God, I don't even know. Oh, no, I don't have one. Your eyelashes, for example, like, you don't have affiliate links attached
to
you.
So I would make no money from that. But however, if we talk about affiliate gifting and affiliate links, for example, me and Makeup Geek or Sigma or YesStyle, I have affiliate links with them and discount codes. So you would you'll get 10% off or whatever it is if you by using the code. But if you follow the link that I give you, that is an affiliate link where I would get a percentage off your sale. So it's really up to you if you want to follow that link, if that makes sense. You can still use my discount code and I don't get anything if you hate me that much. but that's a whole different thing. So let's talk about that. Let's go a little bit
more
in depth.
Let's officially talk about affiliate links.
Yes,
then.
Let's do it. It's official.
It's official. an affiliate link is when a brand has... brought you into a cult. No, what's it called? Brought you into like a program, an affiliate program.
Right.
And what that does is it gives you like a website where you can put in the product from the website, and it gives you an affiliate code. Mm-hmm. You can then add that to the description of your videos of products that you use in your video. So right. The best example is YesStyle. I think we can talk quite openly about our
So our relationship really with YesStyle is we've been using for years and years and years since we were, I don't know, I can remember using them. God, how long ago was that?
When I don't know, but I remember taking a Hello Kitty rubber to university.
We've been using them for a really long, really, really long time. Mm. And they reached out to both of us, James quite a time before me, but they reached out to both of us and was like, we've seen you use our products. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be an affiliate? And we were like, yes. So then that entails you basically making a percentage of money from every sale that they make using your link. Again, it depends on the person, but any brand can reach out to anyone and say, do you want to be an affiliate? I'm lucky in the sense that it's been brands that I have previously spoke about and liked. Then the company have been like, oh, but you be an affiliate. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I love your brand. I will. Hmm. But I don't know, how that works for other people. Hmm. And what they do in their time is none of my business.
Yeah. So, for example, we love YesStyle because it's a website with so many brands on.
Yeah.
What that means is that we, on a monthly basis, can pick an amount of product that we want, products that we want to try from a range of brands.
But this isn't the same with every affiliate link.
This is just how it works
with YesStyle. So this is a gifted affiliate link, basically.
Yeah, so this is a gifted affiliate link. So, yeah, oh God, it's so complicated.
There's so many things.
So on a monthly basis, we get gifted products that we get to pick ourselves.
Yes.
Products that we want to try, stock up on products that we already love.
So we shop the website and they give us a special code that takes off the whole 100% discount, basically. Yeah. And they send it to us. So it's genuinely us picking products that we want to try or, like you said, restock up on and products that we've loved before.
Yeah. So then if we want to talk about those products, we can. If we don't talk about those products, we don't have to. A lot of these products end up in the worst products I've ever tried. So it allows us to speak very openly about how we feel about these products because we don't have a brand link, if that makes sense, when it comes to our YesStyle affiliate. Yet they're amazing to work with. They're so good. What happens then? So say a lot of their products appear in my monthly favorites videos. What I will do is any product from YesStyle that I got on my monthly pickings, I will have an, I'll be like, all their products are in the description box down below, and all those products will be an affiliate link. So you click on that link, you shop. I think you make a total from the basket. So anything you've shopped on from that link forward, I will make a percentage of your basket. It's not a lot. It's like, what, like 10%?
Yeah.
So then you make a little bit of money from that. So it depends how much you want to use them. I use them a lot because all I use is Korean skincare. Right. And I prefer relying on affiliate links or products I actually really love and can talk openly about than sponsorships. So for me, affiliate links is one of the main sources of income.
Right. So that's not how it works for everyone. Like we said earlier, there are brands where they may send you like it's almost like a kit of stuff. And then that's your stuff, and then you can affiliate backwards and forwards with those products that they sent you.
Yeah.
For example, Makeup Geek sent me a whole bunch of stuff, which I really, really like after they saw me do a positive review of their brand. I have affiliate link with them. If I use their eyeshadows, I'll be like, this is an affiliate link, and this is an eyeshadow I'm using, for example. So not every brand gifts you monthly. You might be on their PR list where they'll send you a new product that they launch. But not every YesStyle are amazing in the fact that they gift us every month, which I love because I would do it anyway.
Oh my God, that's the problem. It saved us so much money. That's literally where I got my K-beauty from. This is the thing as well, is like a lot of some brands will push products on a monthly basis. They'll be like, if you are part of the affiliate program, they'll be like, here are like the two products we're pushing this month, gift it to you. Then if you choose to make money from that, you can. That does lead to people pretending they like stuff in some cases. Yeah. I'm not saying that's everyone because, you know, that's personally not something I do. But what that can lead to is people pushing products they don't actually like in order to make money from.
Right.
That I think that I would say that's like the negative side of affiliate links.
But here's the thing as well. I've done affiliate links for brands that I products, sorry, that I don't like. And I said, here's the affiliate link. And I put in brackets, this is the product I didn't like in this video. Don't buy it. I've literally said that. And people have used that link because they've wanted to try it.
It is
up to you if you want to try it, and up to you if you're going to buy it. It is, again, personal opinion. Like, people love stuff that you don't like and vice versa, you know? I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. It's just interesting. The untrapped thing. Sponsored product, like sponsored videos, gifted items, affiliate links must be very clearly stated.
Yeah.
So, for example, in my description box, I'll have products in this video. Then in brackets, I have the little star, then affiliate link. Okay. So any product with a star on it is an affiliate link.
Right.
If you post on Instagram stories, TikTok, you must have hashtag affiliate link. Or very clearly, swipe up to shop, affiliate link.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So again, it's down to whether you trust the opinions of the person you're following.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you there ever... Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say there are websites like, for example, Magic Links. Where...
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So usually with affiliate links, you'll get into like an affiliate scheme once you've hit a certain number of views. You know, they want to make sure they're getting sales, basically. There are websites where you can be any size channel, any size influencer, like Magic Links, for example.
Magic Links, which... need over 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay. I signed up to it and I'm just not going to bother.
Yeah, I've stopped doing it because it's effort.
It's a very, very tiny percentage.
Yeah.
Very, very small percentage that you get. But they do have nearly every online shop on there. So you can make a very small income.
Yeah, so with Magic Links, you sign up like you would any other thing. And then you basically, like James said, they have so many brands on there. And they cover brands like Sephora, Boots, Superdrug. So you can literally buy anything beauty and affiliate yourself with that product. But Magic Links is like an in-between. So you're not affiliated with a brand. Magic Links just help that brand promote themselves through your product, through your videos.
Yeah.
And then again, you'll go on Magic Links and you'll type in the URL for a product and it gives you a personalized link that is your affiliate link. And you post that into the description. So anyone can do that. And it doesn't mean they're affiliated with a brand. It just means that person had bought something and they want a percentage off the off your purchase if you want to.
So for example, I downloaded it because I signed up for it because I was like, I'm starting to use a lot of Western based skincare.
Yeah.
So I was obviously just Asian. So for example, like Milk, I've got what else have I got? That's it, Milk. you know, like things like Good Molecules, you know, if it's on Beauty Bay, Cult Beauty, Glossier,
right.
Beautylish, Milk Makeup, Sephora, Nordstrom, I thought, oh, I may as well make like a little bit if I'm talking about products I like from that. But that sometimes it's just not worth it.
Yeah,
it's worth the effort, like, of putting in. So then you just do a normal click.
How does it make you feel to put affiliate links in your description box?
Fine. To be honest, because from what I've gathered over the years of doing sponsorships and affiliate links, because people do have that bad connection to sponsorships, I think I feel more comfortable just affiliating products that I use every day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and that I actually love.
Sponsorships make me feel uncomfortable.
They make me feel very uncomfortable.
They're a big part of, like, influencing. I'm doing air quotes. Influencing. Again, because you get quite, you know, a nice pay from them and you get a relationship with a company, which is really nice, and a company that you like, well, on our case anyway. But it still makes me feel uncomfortable because I know people can be like, okay, you don't like this product. But the response to the ones I've done have actually been really nice and, you know, they're genuinely really good things. So,
but that's what I think is important as well, is like building up that trust. I always say because I've worked on like the back end of social media as well, is that people subscribe to you and they follow you for a reason. They know you.
Right.
So if something like it doesn't fit with what you talk about, they're going to know and they're not going to want to they're not going to believe your sponsorship. But that's the thing as well, is it does make me nervous, like, especially when I have a few. Like, I've got quite a few this month because now all the companies' COVID restrictions have lifted.
Yes, of course, yeah.
All the sponsorships that were going to be spread out are now coming in like a month kind of like wedge.
Right.
What that does mean is it's allowed me more times with the product, like more time to test, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I do get it though. But that would be like What am I talking about? I don't know. Hi.
Oh, I forgot what I...
Hi,
welcome to the where we Double were.
Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. So yeah, I think that's it really. Like, is there anything else? Oh, AdSense.
Oh, and let's talk about AdSense.
AdSense. So this has got nothing to do with like sponsorship. Right. So how people make money. This is, my main income is AdSense and affiliate link.
Yeah.
Which are two I just feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
So AdSense is the money that Google pay you for charging companies to advertise on your video. So those skippable adverts, sometimes non-skippable adverts that start at the beginning, middle or end of your right. video.
Right.
So you make a percentage of that. It depends, like click per minute, whatever, can range anything yeah. from like 10 pence up to like £10. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. it really does depend who's advertising, where your main audience is. It depends on so many factors, but yeah, that's one of the like the main things.
And the YouTuber doesn't decide what adverts go before their videos.
Ooh, you can now. Can you? This whole YouTube Studio beta, they've started yeah. rolling it out where you can. But I've had like Trump adverts.
Yeah,
I've
same. Like, that's why I really wanted to stop that.
Yeah, you can like start changing it soon, but they're only I think they're rolling out to America first and then
okay.
the UK
oh, that's
as
good
always.
News.
So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's how have we covered everything?
I feel like we covered everything in some kind of way. So I hope it makes sense yeah. to everyone. Kind of what to look out for when you're looking at sponsorships and all this kind of thing is something that's too scripted, if that makes sense. Like there's going to be points that you have to touch on a product, but those points are facts.
Oh, hang
about,
on, sorry. Yeah, let's make this section official. How to spot an undisclosed sponsorship.
Yeah, let's make it official.
Undisclosed sponsorships. How to spot one, Robert. Carry on.
Sorry about the noise, guys. That's scaffolding happening outside my window. So as we mentioned earlier, you have to touch on certain points about a product now or app or gaming chair. And these are points that that bang is going to really annoy me. These are facts about a product. So they aren't opinions. So someone's opinion should be genuine and should be not scripted. So, for example, if I hold up this this iced coffee that I made earlier, a fact would be it's made especially to pour over ice, which may sound a little bit more scripted. But then if I'm like, I really like this coffee, it gives me energy throughout the day, you know, and it sounds really scripted. Opinions shouldn't be scripted. So that's really what you're looking out for, is someone's personal relationship with that product or website or whatever is how yeah. how they are.
That's right, just carry on.
How they relate to it. So if you're watching someone's video and you're like, okay, this opinion sounds like scripted,
yeah.
that might be a little bit something to yeah. be wary of.
Yeah, so like obviously they're going to have to hit the points, but are they, what's the word? Expanding on that, are they talking about more about their personal opinion, or are they literally just giving you the facts that they've been given right. to tell? Either way, what I would say about that is if either has undisclosed that, if they're expanding on their opinion about the product, you can probably trust that it's their genuine opinion, even if they haven't disclosed it's a sponsorship. Illegal may it be. If they're just reading off the facts, I'd be a little bit like, what's wrong with you? Like, why right. are you... You're, yeah.
Right. And it's a good thing as well, like James said, is to look out for, is there a cluster of people showing this product all at once? You know, if that makes sense. It kind of should be a little bit more organic in terms of when it's posted. Like, yes, a brand might be reaching out to loads of different people, but do you have 7 people, you know, all on the same day, you know, posting the same thing and all saying the same thing, you know, it can be quite obvious in that way.
Yeah. Look out for minuscule hashtags, hidden hashtags, like hidden sponsorships, hidden hashtag ads. If there's an undisclosed affiliate link, if you click on a link and it directs you to a website, like a bit.com Y-link before the website or any other. Instead of going direct to the website, that's probably an affiliate link.
Right.
Well, it is.
Sometimes you will even see the creator's name in the affiliate link. Mm-hmm. So if they're like, I just bought this and I got NPR and it's crazy, I love it so much, check it out, I've left it down there for you. And then a name flashes up and a different website flashes up and all this, and it's affiliate link, then you know, then obviously it's an affiliate link. You know, it's kind of not, they kind of have a relationship. And it's fine to tell people it's an affiliate link. If you love a product, but if it's undisclosed, then you should be a little bit wary of what's going on there.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit dodgy and they're ashamed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're ashamed.
They're ashamed. But I think that's it.
I can't believe how much they're banging out there.
I know, but at least it's coming down.
Well, I hope it's coming down, because if that's the noise of it not just coming down.
Are they just fixing what they need to fix?
Well, James, unfortunately, I don't know. Unfortunately.
Well, let's end this because I'm on 5% battery.
Yes, let's do that. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys. I hope that kind of cleared things up for you a little bit. It gave you something to maybe think about, look out for, maybe restored your trust a little bit in some YouTubers or some influencers. Maybe like, oh, now I don't trust this young person anymore.
Yes. You know?
But always look out for those things. And
yeah, so love a quick disclaimer, that is how me and Robert kind of deal with all that kind of stuff. But again, speaking to our influencer friends, it's kind of how the majority of influencers work that we know of, in a productive, truthful way. So thank you for joining us today. I've been James Welsh.
I have been Robert Welsh.
And we will see you again.
We hope.
Come back soon.
Bye, boys.
Bye.